And Noah went and seated himself by the door of the ark, and of all flesh that crouched before him, he brought into the ark, and all that stood before him he left upon earth. And a lioness came with her two whelps, male and female, and the three crouched before Noah, and the two whelps rose up against the lioness and smote her, and made her flee from her place. And she went away, and they returned to their places, and crouched upon the earth before Noah. And the lioness ran away and stood in the place of the lions. And Noah saw this, and wondered greatly, and he rose and took the two whelps, and brought them into the ark. And Noah brought into the ark from all living creatures that were upon earth, so that there was none left but which Noah brought into the ark. Two and two came to Noah into the ark, but from the clean animals and clean fowls he brought seven couples, as God had commanded him. And all the animals and beasts and fowls were still there, and they surrounded the ark at every place, and the rain had not descended till 7 days after. And on that day the Lord caused the whole earth to shake, and the sun darkened, and the foundations of the world raged, and the whole earth was moved violently, and the lightning flashed, and the thunder roared, and all the fountains in the earth were broken up, such as was not known to the inhabitants before. And God did this mighty act in order to terrify the sons of men, that there might be no more evil upon earth. And still the sons of men would not return from their evil ways, and they increased the anger of the Lord at that time, and did not even direct their hearts to all this. And at the end of 7 days, in the 600th year of the life of Noah, the waters of the flood were upon the earth. And all the fountains of the deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And Noah and his household and all the living creatures that were with him came into the ark on account of the waters of the flood, and the Lord shut him in. And all the sons of men that were left upon the earth became exhausted through evil on account of the rain, for the waters were coming more violently upon the earth, and the animals and beasts were still surrounding the ark. And the sons of men assembled together, and 700,000 men and women, and they came unto Noah to the ark. And they called to Noah, saying, Open for us, that we may come to thee in the ark, and wherefore shall we die? And Noah with a loud voice answered them from the ark, saying, Have you not all rebelled against the Lord, and said that he does not exist? And therefore the Lord brought upon you this evil, to destroy and cut you off from the face of the earth. Is not this thing that I spoke to you of 120 years back, and you would not hearken to the voice of the Lord, and now do you desire to live upon earth? And they said to Noah, We are ready to return to the Lord, only open for us that we may live and not die. And Noah answered them, saying, Behold, now that you see the trouble of your souls, you wish to return to the Lord. Why did you not return during these 120 years which the Lord granted you as the determined period? But now you come and tell me this on account of the troubles of your souls. Now also the Lord will not listen to you, neither will he give ear to you on this day, so that you will not now succeed in your wishes. And the sons of men approached in order to break into the ark, to come in on account of the rain, for they could not bear the rain upon them. And the Lord sent all the beasts and animals that stood round the ark, and the beasts overpowered them and drove them from that place, and every man went his way, and they again scattered themselves upon the face of the earth. And the rain was still descending upon the earth, and it descended 40 days and 40 nights. And the water prevailed greatly upon the earth, and all flesh that was upon the earth or in the waters died, whether men, animals, beasts, creeping things, or birds of the air, and there only remained Noah and those that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed, and they greatly increased upon the earth, and they lifted up the ark, and it was raised from the earth. And the ark floated upon the face of the waters, and it was tossed upon the waters, so that all the living creatures within were turned about like pottage in a cauldron. And great anxiety seized all the living creatures that were in the ark, and the ark was like to be broken. And all the living creatures that were in the ark were terrified, and the lions roared, and the oxen lowed, and the wolves howled. And every living creature in the ark spoke and lamented in its own language, so that their voices reached to a great distance. And Noah and his sons cried and wept in their troubles. They were greatly afraid that they had reached the gates of death. And Noah prayed unto the Lord, and cried unto him on account of this, and he said, O Lord, help us, for we have no strength to bear this evil that has encompassed us, for the waves of the waters have surrounded us, mischievous torrents have terrified us, the snares of death have come before us. Answer us, O Lord, answer us, lift up thy countenance toward us, and be gracious to us, redeem us, and deliver us. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Noah, and the Lord remembered him. And a wind passed over the earth, and the waters were still, and the ark rested. And the fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters decreased in those days, and the ark rested upon the mountains of Ararat. And Noah then opened the windows of the ark, and Noah still called out to the Lord at that time, and he said, O Lord, who didst form the earth and the heavens and all that are therein, bring forth our souls from this confinement, and from the prison wherein thou hast placed us, for I am much wearied with sighing. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Noah, and said to him, When thou shalt have completed a full year, thou shalt then go forth. And at the revolution of the year, when a full year was completed to Noah's dwelling in the ark, the waters were dried from off the earth, and Noah put off the covering of the ark. At that time, on the 27th day of the second month, the earth was dry. But Noah and his sons and those that were with him did not go out from the ark until the Lord told them. And the day came that the Lord told them to go out, and they all went out from the ark. And they went and returned every one to his way and to his place. And Noah and his sons dwelt in the land that God had told them. And they served the Lord all their days. And the Lord blessed Noah and his sons on their going out from the ark. And he said to them, Be fruitful and fill all the earth. Become strong and increase abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. The Book of Jasher, Chapter 7. And these are the names of the sons of Noah, Japheth, Ham, and Shem, and children were born to them after the flood, for they had taken wives before the flood. These are the sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tabul, Meshech, and Tiras, seven sons. And the sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Rephath, and Tigarmah. And the sons of Magog were Elishanath and Lebol. And the children of Madai were Akon, Zelo, Jazonai, and Lot. And the sons of Javan were Elisha, Tarshish, Shittim, and Dodonim. And the sons of Tabol were Arifi, Kesed, and Ta'ari. And the sons of Meshech were Didon, Zaram, and Shebashni. And the sons of Tiras were Benib, Gera, Lupirion, and Galak. These are the sons of Japheth, according to their families. And their numbers in those days were about 460 men. And these are the sons of Ham, Cush, Mithraim, Phut, and Kenan, four sons. And the sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, and Satika. And the sons of Rama were Sheba and Dedan. And the sons of Mithraim were Lud, Anam, and Patros, Shasloth, and Shaftor. And the sons of Phut were Gibol, Adan, Binah, and Adan. And the sons of Canaan were Zidon, Heth, Amorai, Gergeshai, Evai, Arki, Sinai, Erodai, Zimodai, and Shamotai. These are the sons of Ham, according to their families, and their numbers in those days were about 730 men. And these are the sons of Shem, Alam, Ashur, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram, five sons. And the sons of Elam were Shushan, Makul, and Harman. And the sons of Ashar were Miras and Mukil. And the sons of Arpachshad were Shelach, Anar, and Ashkul. And the sons of Lud were Prator and Bizayon. And the sons of Aram were Uz, Chul, Gather, and Mash. These are the sons of Shem, according to their families, and their numbers in those days were about 300 men. These are the generations of Shem. Shem begat Arpachshad, and Arpachshad begat Shelach, and Shelach begat Eber. And to Eber were born two children. The name of one was Peleg, for in those days the sons of men were divided, and in the latter days the earth was divided. And the name of the second was Yoktan, meaning that in his day the lives of the sons of men were diminished and lessened. These are the sons of Yoktan: Almodad, Shelaph, Shezarmuveth, Yerak, Hadurum, Azel, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Ivila, and Jabab. All these are the sons of Yoktan. And Beleg his brother begat Yin, and Yin begat Serag, and Serag begat Nahor, and Nahor begat Terah. And Terah was 38 years old. And Cush the son of Ham, the son of Noah, took a wife in those days in his old age, and she bare a son, and they called his name Nimrod, saying, At that time the sons of men again began to rebel and transgress against God. And the child grew up, and his father loved him exceedingly, for he was the son of his old age. And the garments of skin which God made for Adam and Eve when they went out of the garden were given to Cush. For after the death of Adam and his wife, the garments were given to Enoch, the son of Jared. And when Enoch was taken up to God, he gave them to Methuselah his son. And at the death of Methuselah, Noah took them and brought them to the ark, and they were with him until he went out of the ark. And in their going out, Ham stole those garments from Noah his father, and he took them and hid them from his brothers. And when Ham begat his firstborn Cush, he gave him the garments in secret, and they were with Cush many days. And Cush also concealed them from his sons and brothers. And when Cush had begotten Nimrod, he gave him those garments through his love for him. And Nimrod grew up, and when he was 20 years old, he put on those garments. And Nimrod became strong when he put on the garments, and God gave him might and strength, and he was a mighty hunter in the earth. Yea, he was a mighty hunter in the field, and he hunted the animals, and he built altars, and he offered upon them the animals before the Lord. And Nimrod strengthened himself, and he rose up from amongst his brethren, and he fought the battles of his brethren against all their enemies round about. And the Lord delivered all the enemies to his brethren in his hands. And God prospered him from time to time in his battles, and he reigned upon earth. Therefore it became current in those days, when a man ushered forth those that he had trained up for battle, he would say to them, like God did to Nimrod, who was a mighty hunter in the earth, and who succeeded in the battles that prevailed against his brethren, that he delivered them from the hands of their enemies, so may God strengthen us and deliver us this day. And when Nimrod was 40 years old, at that time there was a war between his brethren and the children of Japheth, so that they were in the power of their enemies. And Nimrod went forth at that time, and he assembled all the sons of Cush and their families, about 460 men. And he hired also from some of his friends and acquaintances about 80 men, and he gave them their hire. And he went with them to battle. And when he was on the road, Nimrod strengthened the hearts of the people that went with him. And he said to them, Do not fear, neither be alarmed, for all our enemies will be delivered into our hands, and you may do with them as you please. And all the men that went were about 500, and they fought against their enemies, and they destroyed them, and subdued them. And Nimrod placed standing officers over them in their respective places. And he took some of their children as security, and they were all servants to Nimrod and to his brethren. And Nimrod and all the people that were with him turned homeward. And when Nimrod had joyfully returned from battle, after having conquered his enemies, all his brethren, together with those who knew him before, assembled to make him king over them, and they placed the regal crown upon his head. And he set over his subjects and people, princes, judges, and rulers, as is the custom amongst kings. And he placed Terah, the son of Nahor, the prince of his host, and he dignified him, and elevated him above all his princes. And whilst he was reigning according to his heart's desire, after having conquered all his enemies around, he advised with his counselors to build a city for his palace, and they did so. And they found a large valley opposite to the east, and they built him a large and extensive city. And Nimrod called the name of the city that he built Shinar, for the Lord had vehemently shaken his enemies and destroyed them. And Nimrod dwelt in Shinar, and he reigned securely, and he fought with his enemies, and he subdued them, and he prospered in all his battles, and his kingdom became very great. And all nations and tongues heard of his fame, and they gathered themselves to him, and they bowed down to the earth, and they brought him offerings, and he became their lord and king. And they all dwelt with him in the city at Shinar. And Nimrod reigned in the earth over all the sons of Noah, and they were all under his power and counsel. And all the earth was of one tongue and words of union. But Nimrod did not go in the ways of the Lord, and he was more wicked than all the men that were before him, from the days of the flood until those days. And he made gods of wood and stone, and he bowed down to them. And he rebelled against the Lord, and taught all his subjects and the people of the earth his wicked ways. And Mardan his son was more wicked than his father. And every one that heard of the acts of Mardan the son of Nimrod would say concerning him, From the wicked goeth forth wickedness. Therefore it became a proverb in the whole earth, saying, From the wicked goeth forth wickedness. And it was current in the words of men from that time to this. And Terah the son of Nahor, prince of Nimrod's host, was in those days very great in the sight of the king and his subjects. And the king and princes loved him, and they elevated him very high. And Terah took a wife, and her name was Amthilo, the daughter of Cornibo. And the wife of Terah conceived and bare him a son in those days. And Terah was 70 years old when he begot him. And Terah called the name of his son that was born to him Abram, because the king had raised him in those days, and dignified him above all his princes that were with him. The Book of Jasher, Chapter 8. And it was in the night that Abram was born that all the servants of Terah and all the wise men of Nimrod and his conjurers came and ate and drank in the house of Terah, and they rejoiced with him on that night. And when all the wise men and conjurers went out from the house of Terah, they lifted up their eyes toward heaven that night to look at the stars, and they saw, and behold, one very large star coming from the east and ran in the heavens, and he swallowed up the four stars from the four sides of the heavens. And all the wise men of the earth and his conjurers were astonished at the sight, and the sages understood this matter, and they knew its import. And they said to each other, This only betokens the child that has been born to Terah this night, who will grow up and be fruitful and multiply, and possess all the earth, he and his children forever, and he and his seed will slay great kings and inherit their lands. And the wise men and conjurers went home that night, and in the morning all these wise men and conjurers rose up early and assembled in an appointed house. And they spoke and said to each other, Behold, the sight that we saw last night is hidden from the king. It has not been made known to him. And should this thing get known to the king in the latter days, he will say to us, Why have you concealed this matter from me? And then we shall all suffer death. Therefore now let us go and tell the king the sight which we saw, and the interpretation thereof, and we shall then remain clear. And they did so. And they all went to the king and bowed down to him to the ground. And they said, May the king live, may the king live. We heard that a son was born to Terah the son of Nahor, the prince of thy host. And we yesternight came to his house, and we ate and drank and rejoiced with him that night. And when thy servants went out from the house of Terah to go to our respective homes to abide there for the night, we lifted up our eyes to heaven, and we saw a great star coming from the east, and the same star ran with great speed and swallowed up four great stars from the four sides of the heavens. And thy servants were astonished at the sight which we saw, and were greatly terrified. And we made our judgment upon the sight, and knew by our wisdom the proper interpretation thereof, that this thing applies to the child that is born to Terah, who will grow up and multiply greatly, and become powerful, and kill all the kings of the earth, and inherit all their lands, he and his seed forever. And now, our Lord and King, behold, we have truly acquainted thee with what we have seen concerning this child. If it seemeth good to the king to give his father value for this child, we will slay him before he shall grow up and increase in the land, and his evil increase against us, that we and our children perish through his evil. And the king heard their words, and they seemed good in his sight. And he sent and called for Terah, and Terah came before the king. And the king said to Terah, I have been told that a son was yesternight born to thee, and after this matter was observed in the heavens at his birth. And now therefore give me the child, that we may slay him before his evil springs up against us, and I will give thee for his value thy house full of silver and gold. And Zerah answered the king and said to him, My lord and king, I have heard thy words, and thy servant shall do all that his king desireth. But my lord and king, I will tell thee what happened to me yesternight, that I may see what advice the king will give his servant. And then I will answer the king upon what he has just spoken. And the king said, Speak. And Zerah said to the king, Aon, son of Mored, came to me yesternight, saying, Give unto me the great and beautiful horse that the king gave thee, and I will give thee silver and gold, and straw and provender for its value. And I said to him, Wait till I see the king concerning thy words, and behold, whatever the king saith, that will I do. And now, my lord and king, behold, I have made this thing known to thee, and the advice which my king will give unto his servant, that will I follow. And the king heard the words of Zerah, and his anger was kindled, and he considered him in the light of a fool. And the king answered Zerah, and he said to him, Art thou so silly, ignorant, or deficient in understanding to do this thing, to give thy beautiful horse for silver and gold, or even for straw and provender? Art thou so short of silver and gold that thou shouldest do this thing, because thou canst not obtain straw and provender to feed thy horse? And what is silver and gold to thee, or straw and provender, that thou shouldest give away that fine horse which I gave thee, like which there is none to be had on the whole earth? And the king left off speaking, and Zerah answered the king, saying, Like unto this has the king spoken to his servant. I beseech thee, my lord and king, what is this which thou didst say unto me, saying, Give thy son, and we may slay him, and I will give thee silver and gold for his value. What shall I do with silver and gold after the death of my son? Who shall inherit me? Surely then at my death the silver and gold will return to my king who gave it. And when the king heard the words of Zerah, and the parable which he brought concerning the king, it grieved him greatly, and he was vexed at this thing, and his anger burned within him. And Zerah saw the anger of the king was kindled against him. And he answered the king, saying, All that I have is in the king's power. Whatever the king desireth to do to his servant, that let him do, yea, even my son. He is in the king's power, without value in exchange, he and his two brothers that are older than he. And the king said to Zerah, No, but I will purchase thy younger son for a price. And Zerah answered the king, saying, I beseech thee, my lord and king, to let thy servant speak a word before thee, and let the king hear the word of his servant. And Zerah said, Let my king give me 3 days' time till I consider this matter within myself, and consult with my family concerning the words of my king. And he pressed the king greatly to agree to this. And the king hearkened to Zerah, and he did so, and he gave him 3 days' time. And Zerah went out from the king's presence, and he came home to his family and spoke to them all the words of the king, and the people were greatly afraid. And it was in the third day that the king sent to Zerah, saying, Send me thy son for a price, as I spoke to thee. And shouldst thou not do this, I will send and slay all thou hast in thy house, so that thou shalt not even have a dog remaining. And Zerah hastened, as the thing was urgent from the king, and he took a child from one of his servants, which his handmaid had borne to him that day, and Zerah brought the child to the king and received value for him. And the Lord was with Zerah in this matter, that Nimrod might not cause Abram's death. And the king took the child from Zerah, and with all his might dashed his head to the ground, for he thought it had been Abram. And this was concealed from him from that day, and it was forgotten by the king, as it was the will of Providence not to suffer Abram's death. And Zerah took Abram his son secretly, together with his mother and nurse, and he concealed them in a cave, and he brought them their provisions monthly. And the Lord was with Abram in the cave, and he grew up. And Abram was in the cave 10 years. And the king and his princes, soothsayers, and sages thought that the king had killed Abram.
The Book of Jasher, Chapter 9. And Haran the son of Terah, Abram's oldest brother, took a wife in those days. Haran was 39 years old when he took her, and the wife of Haran conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Lot. And she conceived again and bare a daughter, and she called her name Milcah. And she again conceived and bare a daughter, and she called her name Sarai. Haran was 42 years old when he begot Sarai, which was in the 10th year of the life of Abram. And in those days Abram and his mother and nurse went out from the cave, as the king and his subjects had forgotten the affair of Abram. And when Abram came out of the cave, he went to Noah and his son Shem, and he remained with them to learn the instruction of the Lord and his ways. And no man knew where Abram was, and Abram served Noah and Shem his son for a long time. And Abram was in Noah's house 39 years, and Abram knew the Lord from 3 years old, and he went in the ways of the Lord until the day of his death, as Noah and his son Shem had taught him. And all the sons of the earth in those days greatly transgressed against the Lord, and they rebelled against him, and they served other gods, and they forgot the Lord who had created them in the earth. And the inhabitants of the earth made unto themselves at that time every man his god, gods of wood and stone, which could neither speak, hear, nor deliver. And the sons of men served them, and they became their gods. And the king and all his servants, and Terah with all his household, were then the first of those that served gods of wood and stone. And Terah had 12 gods of large size, made of wood and stone, after the 12 months of the year. And he served each one monthly. And every month Terah would bring his meat offering and drink offering to his gods. Thus did Terah all the days. And all that generation were wicked in the sight of the Lord, and they thus made every man his god, but they forsook the Lord who had created them. And there was not a man found in those days in the whole earth who knew the Lord, for they served each man his own god. Except Noah and his household, and all those who were under his counsel knew the Lord in those days. And Abram the son of Terah was waxing great in those days in the house of Noah, and no man knew it, and the Lord was with him. And the Lord gave Abram an understanding heart, and he knew all the works of that generation were vain, and that all their gods were vain and were of no avail. And Abram saw the sun shining upon the earth, and Abram said unto himself, Surely now the sun that shines upon the earth is God, and him will I serve. And Abram served the sun in that day, and he prayed to him. And when evening came, the sun set as usual, and Abram said within himself, Surely this cannot be God. And Abram still continued to speak within himself, Who is he who made the heavens and the earth, who created upon earth? Where is he? And the night darkened over him, and he lifted up his eyes toward the west, north, south, and east, and he saw that the sun had vanished from the earth, and the day became dark. And Abram saw the stars and moon before him, and he said, Surely this is the God who created the whole earth as well as man, and behold, these his servants are gods around him. And Abram served the moon and prayed to it all that night. And in the morning, when it was light, and the sun shone upon the earth as usual, Abram saw all the things that the Lord God had made upon earth. And Abram said unto himself, Surely these are not gods that made the earth and all mankind, but these are the servants of God. And Abram remained in the house of Noah, and there knew the Lord and his ways, and he served the Lord all the days of his life. And all that generation forgot the Lord, and served other gods of wood and stone, and rebelled all their days. And King Nimrod reigned surely, and all the earth was under his control, and all the earth was of one tongue and words of union. And all the princes of Nimrod and his great men took counsel together, Phut, Mitzrayim, Cush, and Canaan, with their families, and they said to each other,
Come, let us build ourselves a city, and in it a strong tower, and its top reaching heaven, and we will make ourselves famed, so that we may reign upon the whole world, in order that the evil of our enemies may cease from us, that we may reign mightily over them, and that we may not become scattered over the earth on account of their wars. And they all went before the king, and they told the king these words, and the king agreed with them in this affair, and he did so. And all the families assembled, consisting of about 600,000 men, and they went to seek an extensive piece of ground to build the city and the tower. And they sought in the whole earth, and they found none like one valley at the east of the land of Shinar, about 2 days' walk, and they journeyed there, and they dwelt there. And they began to make bricks and burn fires to build the city and the tower that they had imagined to complete. And the building of the tower was unto them a transgression and a sin, and they began to build it. And whilst they were building against the Lord God of heaven, they imagined in their hearts to war against him and to ascend into heaven. And all these people and all the families divided themselves in three parts. The first said, We will ascend into heaven and fight against him. The second said, We will ascend to heaven and place our own gods there and serve them. And the third part said, We will ascend to heaven and smite him with bows and spears. And God knew all their works and all their evil thoughts. And he saw the city and the tower which they were building. And when they were building, they built themselves a great city and a very high and strong tower. And on account of its height, the mortar and bricks did not reach the builders in their ascent to it, until those who went up had completed a full year, and after that they reached to the builders and gave them the mortar and the bricks. Thus was it done daily. And behold, these ascended, and others descended the whole day. And if a brick should fall from their hands and get broken, they would all weep over it, and if a man fell and died, none of them would look at him. And the Lord knew their thoughts, and it came to pass, when they were building, they cast the arrows toward the heavens. And all the arrows fell upon them filled with blood. And when they saw them, they said to each other, Surely we have slain all those that are in heaven. For this was from the Lord in order to cause them to err, and in order to destroy them from off the face of the ground. And they built the tower and the city, and they did this thing daily until many days and years were elapsed. And God said to the 70 angels who stood foremost before him, to those who were near to him, saying, Come, let us descend and confuse their tongues, that one man shall not understand the language of his neighbor. And they did so unto them. And from that day following, they forgot each man his neighbor's tongue, and they could not understand to speak in one tongue. And when the builder took from the hands of his neighbor lime or stone which he did not order, the builder would cast it away and throw it upon his neighbor, that he would die. And they did so many days, and they killed many of them in this manner. And the Lord smote the three divisions that were there, and he punished them according to their works and designs. Those who said, We will ascend to heaven and serve our gods, became like apes and elephants. And those who said, We will smite the heaven with arrows, the Lord killed them, one man through the hand of his neighbor. And the third division of those who said, We will ascend to heaven and fight against him, the Lord scattered them throughout the earth. And those who were left amongst them, when they knew and understood the evil which was coming upon them, they forsook the building, and they also became scattered upon the face of the whole earth. And they ceased building the city and the tower. Therefore he called the place Babel, for the Lord confounded the language of the whole earth. Behold, it was at the east of the land of Shinar. And as to the tower which the sons of men built, the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up one-third part thereof, and a fire also descended from heaven and burned another third. And the other third is left to this day, and it is of that part which was aloft, and its circumference is 3 days' walk. And many of the sons of men died in that tower, a people without number. The Book of Jasher, Chapter 10. And Peleg, the son of Eber, died in those days, in the 48th year of the life of Abram son of Terah, and all the days of Peleg were 239 years. And when the Lord had scattered the sons of men on account of their sin at the tower, behold, they spread forth into many divisions, and all the sons of men were dispersed into the four corners of the earth. And all the families became each according to its language, its land, or its city. And the sons of men built many cities according to their families, in all the places where they went, and throughout the earth where the Lord had scattered them. And some of them built cities in places from which they were afterward extirpated. And they called these cities after their own names, or the names of their children, or after their particular occurrences. And the sons of Japheth, the son of Noah, went and built themselves cities in the places where they were scattered. And they called all their cities after their names. And the sons of Japheth were divided upon the face of the earth into many divisions and languages. And these were the sons of Japheth, according to their families: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. These are the children of Japheth, according to their generations. And the children of Gomer, according to their cities, were the Phrancim, who dwell in the land of Phranza, by the river Phranza, by the river Sinah. And the children of Rephath are the Bartonim, who dwell in the land of Bartonia, by the river Ladah, which empties its waters in the great sea Gihon, that is, Oceanus. And the children of Tagarma are 10 families, and these are their names: Buzar, Parzunak, Balgar, Elikanim, Ragbib, Tarkai, Bid, Zibuk, Ongal, and Tilmas. All these spread and rested in the north and built themselves cities. And they called their cities after their own names. Those are they who abide by the rivers Hithla and Italak unto this day. But the families of Angolai, Balgar, and Parzunak, they dwell by the great river Dabni, and the names of their cities are also according to their own names. And the children of Javan are the Javanim, who dwell in the land of Macedonia, and the children of Medayari are the Orelim that dwell in the land of Kherson. And the children of Tubal are those that dwell in the land of Tuscana by the river Pashia. And the children of Meshech are the Shebashnai, and the children of Teras are Roshash, Cushnai, and Ongolais. All these went and built themselves cities. Those are the cities that are situate by the sea Jabus, by the river Kira, which empties itself in the river Tragan. And the children of Elisha are the Almanim, and they also went and built themselves cities. Those are the cities situate between the mountains of Job and Shebathmo. And of them were the people of Lombardi, who dwell opposite the mountains of Job and Shebathmo. And they conquered the land of Italia, and remain there unto this day. And the children of Shittim are the Romim, who dwell in the valley of Canopia, by the river Tibreo. And the children of Dodonim are those who dwell in the cities of the sea Gihon, in the land of Bordna. These are the families of the children of Japheth, according to their cities and languages, when they were scattered after the tower. And they called their cities after their names and occurrences. And these are the names of all their cities according to their families, which they built in those days after the tower. And the children of Ham were Cush, Mitzrayim, Phut, and Canaan, according to their generations and cities. All these went and built themselves cities as they found fit places for them. And they called their cities after the names of their fathers, Cush, Mitzrayim, Phut, and Canaan. And the children of Mitzrayim are the Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtuchim, Pathrusim, Kasluchim, and Kafturim, 7 families. All these dwell by the river Sihor, that is the brook of Egypt, and they built themselves cities and called them after their own names. And the children of Pathros and Kasluch intermarried together. And from them went forth the Pelishtim, the Azathim, and the Gerarim, the Githim, and the Ekronim, in all 5 families. These also built themselves cities, and they called their cities after the names of their fathers unto this day. And the children of Canaan also built themselves cities, and they called their cities after their names, 11 cities, and others without number. And 4 men from the family of Ham went to the land of the plain. These are the names of the 4 men: Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboiim. And these men built themselves 4 cities in the land of the plain, and they called the names of their cities after their own names. And they and their children and all belonging to them dwelt in those cities. And they were fruitful and multiplied greatly and dwelt peaceably. And Seir, the son of Hur, son of Hivi, son of Canaan, went and found a valley opposite to Mount Paran, and he built a city there. And he and his seven sons and his household dwelt there. And he called the city which he built Seir, according to his name, that is the land of Seir unto this day. These are the families of the children of Ham, according to their languages and cities, when they were scattered to their countries after the tower. And some of the children of Shem, son of Noah, father of all the children of Eber, also went and built themselves cities in the places wherein they were scattered, and they called their cities after their names. And the sons of Shem and Elam, Ashur, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram, and they built themselves cities, and called the names of all their cities after their names. And Ashur, son of Shem, and his children and household went forth at that time, a very large body of them, and they went to a distant land that they found, and they met with a very extensive valley in the land that they went to. And they built themselves four cities, and they called them after their own names and occurrences. And these are the names of the cities which the children of Ashur built, Nineveh, Resin, Calak, and Rehobather. And the children of Ashur dwell there unto this day. And the children of Aram also went and built themselves a city, and they called the name of the city Uz, after their eldest brother, and they dwell therein. That is the land of Uz to this day. And in the second year after the tower, a man from the house of Ashur, whose name was Bela, went from the land of Nineveh to sojourn with his household wherever he could find a place, and they came until opposite the cities of the plain against Sodom, and they dwelt there. And the man rose up and built there a small city, and called its name Bela, after his name. That is the land of Zoar unto this day. And these are the families of the children of Shem, according to their languages and cities, after they were scattered upon the earth after the tower. And every kingdom, city, and family of the families of the children of Noah built themselves many cities after this. And they established governments in all their cities, in order to be regulated by their orders, so did all the families of the children of Noah forever.
The Book of Jasher, Chapter 11. And Nimrod, son of Cush, was still in the land of Shinar, and he reigned over it, and dwelt there, and he built cities in the land of Shinar. And these are the names of the four cities which he built, and he called their names after their occurrences that happened to them in the building of the tower. And he called the first Babel, saying, Because the Lord there confounded the language of the whole earth, and the name of the second he called Erech, because from there God dispersed them. And the third he called Ect, saying there was a great battle at that place, and the fourth he called Kalna, because his princes and mighty men were consumed there, and they vexed the Lord, they rebelled and transgressed against him. And when Nimrod had built these cities in the land of Shinar, he placed in them the remainder of his people, his princes and his mighty men that were left in his kingdom. And Nimrod dwelt in Babel, and he there renewed his reign over the rest of his subjects, and he reigned securely. And the subjects and princes of Nimrod called his name Amraphel, saying that at the tower his princes and men fell through his means. And notwithstanding this, Nimrod did not return to the Lord, and he continued in wickedness and teaching wickedness to the sons of men. And Mardon his son was worse than his father, and continued to add to the abominations of his father. And he caused the sons of men to sin, therefore it said, From the wicked goeth forth wickedness. At that time there was war between the families of the children of Ham, as they were dwelling in the cities which they had built. And Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, went away from the families of the children of Ham, and he fought with them, and he subdued them, and he went to the five cities of the plain, and he fought against them, and he subdued them, and they were under his control. And they served him 12 years, and they gave him a yearly tax.
At that time died Nahor, son of Serug, in the 49th year of the life of Abram, son of Terah. And in the 50th year of the life of Abram, son of Terah, Abram came forth from the house of Noah, and went to his father's house. And Abram knew the Lord, and he went in his ways and instructions, and the Lord his God was with him. And Terah his father was in those days still captain of the host of King Nimrod, and he still followed strange gods. And Abram came to his father's house and saw 12 gods standing there in their temples, and the anger of Abram was kindled when he saw these images in his father's house. And Abram said, "As the Lord liveth, these images shall not remain in my father's house. So shall the Lord who created me do unto me if in 3 days' time I do not break them all." And Abram went from them, and his anger burned within him. And Abram hastened and went from the chamber to his father's outer court, and he found his father sitting in the court, and all his servants with him. And Abram came and sat before him. And Abram asked his father, saying, "Father, tell me, where is God who created heaven and earth, and all the sons of men upon earth, and who created thee and me?" And Terah answered his son Abram and said, "Behold, those who created us are all with us in the house." And Abram said to his father, "My lord, shew them to me, I pray thee." And Terah brought Abram into the chamber of the inner court, and Abram saw, and behold, the whole room was full of gods of wood and stone, 12 great images, and others less than they without number. And Terah said to his son, "Behold, these are they which made all thou seest upon earth, and which created me and thee and all mankind." And Terah bowed down to his gods, and he then went away from them, and Abram his son went away with him. And when Abram had gone from them, he went to his mother and sat before her. And he said to his mother, "Behold, my father has shown me those who made heaven and earth, and all the sons of men. Now therefore hasten and fetch a kid from the flock, and make of it savory meat, that I may bring it to my father's gods as an offering for them to eat. Perhaps I may thereby become accepted to them." And his mother did so, and she fetched a kid, and made savory meat thereof, and brought it to Abram. And Abram took the savory meat from his mother, and brought it before his father's gods. And he drew nigh to them, that they might eat. And Terah his father did not know of it. And Abram saw on the day when he was sitting amongst them, that they had no voice, no hearing, no motion, and not one of them could stretch forth his hand to eat. And Abram mocked them, and said, "Surely the savory meat that I prepared has not pleased them, or perhaps it was too little for them, and for that reason they would not eat. Therefore tomorrow I will prepare fresh savory meat, better and more plentiful than this, in order that I may see the result." And it was on the next day that Abram directed his mother concerning the savory meat, and his mother rose and fetched 3 fine kids from the flock, and she made of them some excellent savory meat, such as her son was fond of, and she gave it to her son Abram, and Terah his father did not know of it. And Abram took the savory meat from his mother, and brought it before his father's gods into the chamber, and he came nigh unto them that they might eat. And he placed it before them, and Abram sat before them all day, thinking perhaps they might eat. And Abram viewed them, and behold, they had neither voice nor hearing, nor did one of them stretch forth his hand to the meat to eat. And in the evening of that day in that house Abram was clothed with the Spirit of God. And he called out and said, "Woe unto my father and this wicked generation, whose hearts are all inclined to vanity, who serve these idols of wood and stone, which can neither eat, smell, hear, nor speak, who have mouths without speech, eyes without sight, ears without hearing, hands without feeling, and legs which cannot move. Like them are those that made them, and that trust in them." And when Abram saw all these things, his anger was kindled against his father, and he hastened and took a hatchet in his hand, and came unto the chamber of the gods, and he broke all his father's gods. And when he had done breaking the images, he placed the hatchet in the hand of the great god which was there before them. And he went out, and Terah his father came home, for he had heard at the door the sound of the striking of the hatchet. So Terah came into the house to know what this was about. And Terah, having heard the noise of the hatchet in the room of images, ran to the room to the images, and he met Abram going out. And Terah entered the room and found all the idols fallen down and broken, and the hatchet in the hand of the largest, which was not broken, and the savory meat which Abram his son had made was still before them. And when Terah saw this, his anger was greatly kindled, and he hastened and went from the room to Abram. And he found Abram his son sitting in the house, and he said to him, "What is this work thou hast done to my gods?" And Abram answered Terah his father, and he said, "Not so, my lord, for I brought savory meat before them, and when I came nigh to them with the meat that they might eat, they all at once stretched forth their hands to eat before the great one had put forth his hand to eat. And the large one saw their works that they did before him, and his anger was violently kindled against them, and he went and took the hatchet that was in the house, and came to them, and broke them all. And behold, the hatchet is yet in his hand, as thou seest." And Terah's anger was kindled against his son Abram when he spoke this. And Terah said to Abram his son in his anger, "What is this tale that thou hast told? Thou speakest lies to me. Is there in these gods spirit, soul, or power to do all thou hast told me? Are they not wood and stone? And have I not myself made them? And canst thou speak such lies, saying that the large god that was with them smote them? It is thou that didst place the hatchet in his hands, and then sayest that he smote them all." And Abram answered his father and said to him, "And how canst thou then serve these idols in whom there is no power to do anything? Can those idols in which thou trustest deliver thee? Can they hear thy prayers when thou callest upon them? Can they deliver thee from the hands of thy enemies? Or will they fight thy battles for thee against thy enemies, that thou shouldest serve wood and stone which can neither speak nor hear? And now surely it is not good for thee nor for the sons of men that are connected with thee to do these things. Are you so silly, so foolish, or so short of understanding that you will serve wood and stone and do after this manner? And forget the Lord God who made heaven and earth and who created you in the earth, and thereby bring a great evil upon your souls in this manner by serving stone and wood? Did not our fathers in days of old sin in this matter? And the Lord God of the universe brought the waters of the flood upon them and destroyed the whole earth? And how can you continue to do this and serve gods of wood and stone who cannot hear or speak or deliver you from oppression, thereby bringing down the anger of the God of the universe upon you? Now therefore, my father, refrain from this and bring not evil upon thy soul and the souls of thy household." And Abram hastened and sprang from before his father and took the hatchet from his father's largest idol, with which Abram broke it, and ran away. And Terah, seeing all that Abram had done, hastened to go from his house, and he went to the king, and he came before Nimrod, and stood before him. And he bowed down to the king, and the king said, "What dost thou want?" And he said, "I beseech thee, my lord, to hear me. Now 50 years back a child was born to me, and thus has he done to my gods, and thus has he spoken. And now therefore, my lord and king, send for him that he may come before thee, and judge him according to the law, that we may be delivered from his evil." And the king sent 3 men of his servants, and they went and brought Abram before the king. And Nimrod and all his princes and servants were that day sitting before him, and Terah sat also before them. And the king said to Abram, What is this that thou hast done to thy father and to his gods? And Abram answered the king in the words that he spoke to his father, and he said, The large God that was with them in the house did to them what thou hast heard. And the king said to Abram, Had they power to speak and eat and do as thou hast said? And Abram answered the king, saying, And if there be no power in them, why dost thou serve them and cause the sons of men to err through thy follies? Dost thou imagine that they can deliver thee or do anything small or great, that thou shouldst serve them? And why wilt thou not sense the God of the whole universe, who created thee and in whose power it is to kill and keep alive? O foolish, simple, and ignorant king, woe unto thee forever! I thought thou wouldst teach thy servants the upright way, but thou hast not done this, but hast filled the whole earth with thy sins and the sins of thy people who have followed thy ways. Dost thou not know, or hast thou not heard, that this evil which thou doest, our ancestors sinned therein in days of old, and the eternal God brought the waters of the flood upon them and destroyed them all, and also destroyed the whole earth on their account? And wilt thou and thy people rise up now and do like unto this work, in order to bring down the anger of the Lord God of the universe, and to bring evil upon thee and the whole earth? Now therefore put away this evil deed which thou doest, and serve the God of the universe, as thy soul is in his hands, and then it will be well with thee. And if thy wicked heart will not hearken to my words to cause thee to forsake thy evil ways and to serve the eternal God, then wilt thou die in shame in the latter days, thou and thy people and all who are connected with thee, hearing thy words or walking in thy evil ways. And when Abram had ceased speaking before the king and princes, Abram lifted up his eyes to the heavens, and he said, The Lord seeth all the wicked, and he will judge them.
The Book of Jasher, Chapter 12. And when the king heard the words of Abram, he ordered him to be put into prison, and Abram was 10 days in prison. And at the end of those days the king ordered that all the kings, princes, and governors of different provinces and the sages should come before him, and they sat before him, and Abram was still in the house of confinement. And the king said to the princes and sages, Have you heard what Abram the son of Terah has done to his father? Thus has he done to him, and I ordered him to be brought before me, and thus has he spoken. His heart did not misgive me, neither did he stir in my presence, and behold, now he is confined in the prison. And therefore decide what judgment is due to this man who reviled the king, who spoke and did all the things that you heard. And they all answered the king, saying, The man who revileth the king should be hanged upon a tree. But having done all the things that he said, and having despised our gods, he must therefore be burned to death, for this is the law in this matter. If it pleaseth the king to do this, let him order his servants to kindle a fire both night and day in thy brick furnace, and then we will cast this man into it. And the king did so, and he commanded his servants that they should prepare a fire for 3 days and 3 nights in the king's furnace that is in Casdim. And the king ordered them to take Abram from prison and bring him out to be burned. And all the king's servants, princes, lords, governors, and judges, and all the inhabitants of the land, about 900,000 men, stood opposite the furnace to see Abram. And all the women and little ones crowded upon the roofs and towers to see what was doing with Abram, and they all stood together at a distance. And there was not a man left that did not come on that day to behold the scene. And when Abram was come, the conjurers of the king and the sages saw Abram, and they cried out to the king, saying, Our sovereign lord, surely this is the man whom we know to have been the child at whose birth the great star swallowed the 4 stars, which we declared to the king now 50 years since.
And behold, now his father has also transgressed thy commands, and mocked thee by bringing thee another child which thou didst kill. And when the king heard their words, he was exceedingly wroth, and he ordered Thirah to be brought before him. And the king said, Hast thou heard what the conjurers have spoken? Now tell me truly, how didst thou, and if thou shalt speak truth, thou shalt be acquitted. And seeing the king's anger was so much kindled, Thirah said to the king, My lord and king, thou hast heard the truth, and what the sages have spoken is right. And the king said, How couldst thou do this thing, to transgress my orders, and to give me a child that thou didst not beget, and to take value for him? And Thirah answered the king, Because my tender feelings were excited for my son at that time, and I took a son of my handmaid, and I brought him to the king. And the king said, Who advised thee to this? Tell me, do not hide aught from me, and then thou shalt not die. And Thirah was greatly terrified in the king's presence, and he said to the king, It was Haran, my eldest son, who advised me to this. And Haran was in those days that Abram was born 32 years old. But Haran did not advise his father to anything, for Thirah said this to the king in order to deliver his soul from the king, for he feared greatly. And the king said to Thirah, Haran thy son, who advised thee to this, shall die through fire with Abram. For the sentence of death is upon him for having rebelled against the king's desire in doing this thing. And Haran at that time felt inclined to follow the ways of Abram, but he kept it within himself. And Haran said in his heart, Behold, now the king has seized Abram on account of these things which Abram did. And it shall come to pass that if Abram prevail over the king, I will follow him, but if the king prevail, I will go after the king. And when Thirah had spoken this to the king concerning Haran his son, the king ordered Haran to be seized with Abram. And they brought them both, Abram and Haran his brother, to cast them into the fire. And all the inhabitants of the land, and the king's servants, and princes, and all the women and little ones were there, standing that day over them. And the king's servants took Abram and his brother, and they stripped them of all their clothes except their lower garments which were upon them. And they bound their hands and feet with linen cords, and the servants of the king lifted them up and cast them both into the furnace. And the Lord loved Abram, and he had compassion over him. And the Lord came down and delivered Abram from the fire, and he was not burned. But all the cords which they bound him were burned, while Abram remained and walked about in the fire. And Haran died when they had cast him into the fire, and he was burned to ashes, for his heart was not perfect with the Lord. And those men who cast him into the fire, the flame of the fire spread over them, and 12 men of them died. And Abram walked in the midst of the fire 3 days and 3 nights. And all the servants of the king saw him walking in the fire, and they came to the king, saying, Behold, we have seen Abram walking about in the midst of the fire, and even the lower garments which are upon him are not burned, but the cord with which he was bound is burned. And when the king heard their words, his heart fainted, and he would not believe them. So he sent other faithful princes to see this matter, and they went and saw it, and told it to the king. And the king rose to go and see it, and he saw Abram walking to and fro in the midst of the fire, and he saw Haran's body burned, and the king wondered greatly. And the king ordered Abram to be taken out from the fire, and his servants approached to take him out, and they could not, for the fire was round about, and the flame ascending toward them from the furnace. And the king's servants fled from it, and the king rebuked them, saying, Make haste, and bring Abram out of the fire, that you shall not die. And the servants of the king again approached to bring Abram out, and the flames came upon them and burned their faces, so that 8 of them died. And when the king saw that his servants could not approach the fire, lest they should be burned, the king called to Abram, O servant of the God who is in heaven, go forth from amidst the fire, and come hither before me. And Abram hearkened to the voice of the king, and he went forth from the fire, and came and stood before the king. And when Abram came out, the king and all his servants saw Abram coming before the king with his lower garments upon him, for they were not burned, but the cord with which he was bound was burned. And the king said to Abram, How is it that thou wast not burned in the fire? And Abram said to the king, The God of heaven and earth, in whom I trust, and who has all in his power, has delivered me from the fire into which thou didst cast me. And Haran, the brother of Abram, was burned to ashes, and they sought for his body, and they found it consumed. And Haran was 82 years old when he died in the fire of Chasdim. And the king, princes, and inhabitants of the land, seeing that Abram was delivered from the fire, they came and bowed down to Abram. And Abram said to them, Do not bow down to me, but bow down to the God of the world who made you, and serve him, and go in his ways, for it is he who delivered me from out of this fire, and it is he who created the souls and spirits of all men, and formed man in his mother's womb, and brought him forth into the world, and it is he who will deliver those who trust in him from all pain. And this thing seemed very wonderful in the eyes of the king and princes, that Abram was saved from the fire, and that Haran was burned. And the king gave Abram many presents, and he gave him his 2 head servants from the king's house. The name of one was Onai, and the name of the other was Eliezer. And all the king's princes and servants gave Abram many gifts of silver and gold and pearl, and the king and his princes sent him away, and he went in peace. And Abram went forth from the king in peace, and many of the king's servants followed him, and about 300 men joined him. And Abram returned on that day, and went to his father's house, he and the men that followed him. And Abram served the Lord his God all the days of his life, and he walked in his ways, and followed his law. And from that day forward, Abram inclined the hearts of the sons of men to serve the Lord. And at that time Nahor and Abram took upon themselves wives, the daughters of their brother Haran. The wife of Nahor was Milcah, and the name of Abram's wife was Sarai. And Sarai, wife of Abram, was barren. She had no offspring in those days. And at the expiration of 2 years from Abram's going out of the fire, that is the 52nd year of his life, behold, King Nimrod sat in Babel upon the throne, and the king fell asleep and dreamed that he was standing with his troops and hosts in a valley opposite the king's furnace. And he lifted up his eyes and saw a man in the likeness of Abram coming forth from the furnace, and that he came and stood before the king with his drawn sword, and then sprang to the king with his sword, when the king fled from the man, for he was afraid. And while he was running, the man threw an egg upon the king's head, and the egg became a great river. And the king dreamed that all his troops sank in that river and died. And the king took flight with 3 men who were before him, and he escaped. And the king looked at these men, and they were clothed in princely dresses, as the garments of kings, and had the appearance and majesty of kings. And while they were running, the river again turned to an egg before the king. And there came forth from the egg a young bird, which came before the king, and flew at his head, and plucked out the king's eye. And the king was grieved at the sight, and he awoke out of his sleep, and his spirit was agitated, and he felt a great terror. And in the morning the king rose from his couch in fear, and he ordered all the wise men and magicians to come before him, when the king related his dream to them. And a wise servant of the king, whose name was Anukai, answered the king, saying, This is nothing else but the evil of Abram and his seed, which will spring up against my lord and king in the latter days. And behold, the king will come with Abram and his seed, and the children of his household will war with my king, and they will smite all the king's hosts and his troops. And as to what thou hast said concerning three men which thou didst see like unto thyself, and which did escape, this means that only thou wilt escape with three kings from the kings of the earth who will be with thee in battle. And that which thou sawest of the river which turned to an egg as at first, and the young bird plucking out thine eye, this means nothing else but the seed of Abram which will slay the king in latter days. This is my king's dream, and this is its interpretation. And the dream is true, and the interpretation which thy servant has given thee is right. Now therefore, my king, surely thou knowest that it is now 52 years since thy sages saw this at the birth of Abram. And if my king will suffer Abram to live in the earth, it will be to the injury of my lord and king. For all the days that Abram liveth, neither thou nor thy kingdom will be established. For this was known formerly at his birth. And why will not my king slay him, that his evil may be kept from thee in latter days? And Nimrod hearkened to the voice of Anuki. And he sent some of his servants in secret to go and seize Abram and bring him before the king to suffer death. And Eliezer, Abraham's servant, whom the king had given him, was at that time in the presence of the king, and he heard what Anuki had advised the king, and what the king had said to cause Abram's death. And Eliezer said to Abram, "Hasten, rise up and save thy soul, that thou mayest not die through the hands of the king, for thus did he see in a dream concerning thee, and thus did Anuki interpret it, and thus also did Anuki advise the king concerning thee." And Abram hearkened to the voice of Eliezer, and Abram hastened and ran for safety to the house of Noah and his son Shem, and he concealed himself there and found a place of safety. And the king's servants came to Abram's house to seek him, but they could not find him. And they searched throughout the country, and he was not to be found. And they went and searched in every direction, and he was not to be met with. And when the king's servants could not find Abram, they returned to the king. But the king's anger against Abram was stilled, as they could not find him. And the king drove from his mind this matter concerning Abram. And Abram was concealed in Noah's house for 1 month, until the king had forgotten this matter. But Abram was still afraid of the king, and Terah came to see Abram his son secretly in the house of Noah. And Terah was very great in the eyes of the king. And Abram said to his father, "Dost thou not know that the king thinketh to slay me, and to annihilate my name from the earth by the advice of his wicked counselors? Now whom hast thou here, and what hast thou in this land? Arise, let us go together to the land of Canaan, that we may be delivered from his hand, lest thou perish also through him in the latter days. Dost thou not know, or hast thou not heard, that it is not through love that Nimrod giveth thee all his honor, but it is only for his benefit that he bestoweth all this good upon thee? And if he do unto thee greater good than this, surely these are only vanities of the world, for wealth and riches cannot avail in the day of wrath and anger. Now therefore hearken to my voice, and let us arise and go to the land of Canaan, out of the reach of injury from Nimrod, and serve thou the Lord who created thee in the earth, and it will be well with thee, and cast away all the vain things which thou pursuest." And Abram ceased to speak when Noah and his son Shem answered Terah, saying, "True is the word which Abram hath said unto thee." And Terah hearkened to the voice of his son Abram, and Terah did all that Abram said, for this was from the Lord, that the king should not cause Abram's death.
The Book of Jasher, Chapter 13. And Terah took his son Abram and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, the wife of his son Abram, and all the souls of his household, and went with them from Ur-Kasdim to go to the land of Canaan. And when they came as far as the land of Haran, they remained there, for it was exceedingly good land for pasture,
and of sufficient extent for those who accompanied them. And the people of the land of Haran saw that Abram was good and upright with God and men, and that the Lord his God was with them. And some of the people of the land of Haran came and joined Abram, and he taught them the instruction of the Lord and his ways. And these men remained with Abram in his house, and they adhered to him. And Abram remained in the land 3 years, and at the expiration of 3 years the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am the Lord who brought thee forth from Ur-Kasdim and delivered thee from the hands of all thine enemies. And now therefore, if thou wilt hearken to my voice and keep my commandments, my statutes, and my laws, then will I cause thy enemies to fall before thee, and I will multiply thy seed like the stars of heaven, and I will send my blessing upon all the works of thy hands, and thou shalt lack nothing. Arise now, take thy wife and all belonging to thee, and go to the land of Canaan, and remain there, and I will there be unto thee for a God, and I will bless thee. And Abram rose and took his wife and all belonging to him. And he went to the land of Canaan, as the Lord had told him. And Abram was 50 years old when he went from Haran. And Abram came to the land of Canaan, and dwelt in the midst of the city. And he there pitched his tent amongst the children of Canaan, inhabitants of the land. And the Lord appeared to Abram when he came to the land of Canaan, and said to him, This is the land which I gave unto thee and to thy seed after thee forever. And I will make thy seed like the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed for an inheritance all the lands which thou seest. And Abram built an altar in the place where God had spoken to him, and Abram there called upon the name of the Lord. At that time, at the end of 3 years of Abram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, in that year Noah died, which was the 58th year of the life of Abram, and all the days that Noah lived were 950 years, and he died. And Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, he, his wife, and all belonging to him, and all those that accompanied him, together with those that joined him from the people of the land, but Nahor, Abram's brother, and Terah, his father, and Lot, the son of Haran, and all belonging to them, dwelt in Haran. In the 5th year of Abram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all the cities of the plain revolted from the power of Chedorlaomer, king of Elam. For all the kings of the cities of the plain had served Chedorlaomer for 12 years, and given him a yearly tax, but in those days, in the 13th year, they rebelled against him. And in the 10th year of Abram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, there was war between Nimrod, king of Shinar, and Chedorlaomer, king of Elam. And Nimrod came to fight with Chedorlaomer, and to subdue him. For Chedorlaomer was at that time one of the princes of the hosts of Nimrod. And when all the people at the tower were dispersed, and those that remained were also scattered upon the face of the earth, Chedorlaomer went to the land of Elam, and reigned over it, and rebelled against his lord. And in those days when Nimrod saw that the cities of the plain had rebelled, he came with pride and anger to war with Chedorlaomer, and Nimrod assembled all his princes and subjects, about 700,000 men, and went against Chedorlaomer. And Chedorlaomer went out to meet him with 5,000 men, and they prepared for battle in the valley of Babel, which is between Elam and Shinar. And all those kings fought there, and Nimrod and his people were smitten before the people of Chedorlaomer, and there fell from Nimrod's men about 600,000, and Mardon, the king's son, fell amongst them. And Nimrod fled and returned in shame and disgrace to his land, and he was under subjection to Chedorlaomer for a long time. And Chedorlaomer returned to his land and sent princes of his host to the kings that dwelt around him, to Arioch, king of Lasser, and to Tidal, king of Goyim, and made a covenant with them, and they were all obedient to his commands. And it was in the 15th year of